Mark, what are you doing up so early?
I had to stay up for this, so this is a late night for me. I'm still working yesterday.
Well, thanks for coming on the program with us. Yesterday, we talked with Leslie Township Supervisor Dallas Henney, and he was very disappointed about the police protection special assessment proposal being voted down, not only in his township, but in 12 other townships. But in talking with some folks yesterday, I understand that you may have a plan on how to deal with this.
Well, I think that all the townships are in a different situation from one another. They're not all the same. Everybody on the board was trying to kind of herd them all like cats, all 13 of them, and convince them all to sign a contract with the sheriff's department. But I think really we ought to think about each one of them. Each of them has their own needs for police. And, for example, one of them, the largest of the townships, didn't defeat it. No, it actually passed it. That's Williamston Township. And Williamston Township is already thinking about not contracting with the sheriff, but contracting with the city of Williamston or with Meridian Township, which I think is a pretty good idea.
Well, in talking with Deb DeLeon yesterday, she told me that you and other commissioners had this in the back of your mind and that perhaps there were alternatives for these communities when it comes to police protection, police patrols. Can you share some of those with us?
Sure. Ultimately, the problem is that the Board of Commissioners, although we're wonderfully in favor of everybody having police, we're in favor of the rural townships paying for their own bills. And our idea is just they've got to find some way to come up with the money. Now, they put these questions on the ballot, and 12 of the 13 were defeated. But we should all understand that they have the power to levy the money without a vote of the people. In other words, they don't need a vote. They actually have the taxing power. Each of those townships has the taxing power, if they want to levy taxes and pay for police. Now, that would require an awful lot of political courage, which I don't think they have. But I think that each of them, for example, Dallas Henney and Leslie Township, I know that he's seriously thinking about a contract with the city of Leslie, which has a police department of its own, and which is located right in the center of the township. So the county might be willing to put up, I think we would be willing to put up, a little bit of money to get them started, maybe $100,000 or some amount like that, to get them into this contract and to start, you know, a cooperative arrangement with a nearby police department. The idea would be the city of Leslie already has a little police department, not quite full-time, but with another $100,000 from Leslie Township, they'd be able to add a full-time one additional cop, maybe a little bit more than that, so they'd have a better department. And I can't believe that the one cop in Leslie is all that busy. You know, if there were an emergency in the township, he's only 2 or 3 miles away from every point in the township. So I kind of think that the solution to this is probably not going to turn out to be for the sheriff's department to cover the 13 townships with 13 individual contracts. We're just not going to be able to get the cats all lined up and herded properly.
You know, in talking with Dallas Henney yesterday, he had talked about how he is frustrated, and he believes some of the other leaders of other townships are frustrated because they believe they pay more into the Ingham County tax system than what they receive. For example, he believes that they pay $600,000 or $700,000 per year, and he believes that they don't get the services back that equal the amount that they pay. How do you react to that?
Well, that's why we hold elections. And you know, if he doesn't think that the current system is fair, he should run for office and get elected, and then he'd be able to make a vote on it. There are 16 of us who are elected. I represent East Lansing. East Lansing does not have a county park. We don't have many people in the jail. We don't use the courts much. We don't have a single health facility, and we pay full taxes. Now, why should we be paying for Leslie Township's police? That's what I want to know. We pay 12% of all the property taxes in this county, and we don't have any county facilities. And I'm not complaining about that. But why do I have to pay for Dallas's police? Why can't he pay for his own? I'm already paying 19 mills. he pays $1 million for general purposes in that township. In East Lansing, we pay 19 mils. Now tell me why I should be paying his police services.
So what you're saying is that you believe for the monies that Leslie Township pays to Ingham County that they do get the services.
If somebody dies in Leslie Township, we get a medical examiner there. And nobody ever says to us what a wonderful service that is. If somebody gets a divorce, we provide circuit court facilities, friend of the court to supervise visitation and child support payments, and that's tremendously expensive. If somebody's arrested in Leslie Township, we put him in jail. You know, all these things cost a lot of money, and nobody thinks about all the services we provide.
Well, let's talk about the Sheriff's Department. We also had Gene Rigglesworth on yesterday, and he was disappointed by the vote. Obviously, I think he was looking for an opportunity to gain extra revenue and provide extra service. He was disappointed by the vote, but also by the occurrences that are going to happen on January 1, when his he loses more funding, he's going to lose more staffing.
Sure. The county is in tough shape financially. There's no doubt about that. We've closed a wing of the jail. We've ended primary services for police services in the rural parts of the county. We've trimmed back. We've eliminated people in all sorts of offices. You file a document in many offices, and now there's going to be a delay before it gets stamped and sent back to you, so you may have delays in closing real estate. The health department has had to cut back, so we got waiting lists. We have all sorts of things. Our parks are not being maintained as well as they should be. There are just all sorts of things. And next year's going to be worse, okay? People don't want to pay taxes. And, you know, someplace the services have got to be cut. So I'm sorry, the sheriff's department has certainly taken more than its share of cuts. But the truth is the sheriff's department provides a large amount of its service in the past has been provided to the rural parts of the county, which gave themselves those services before one man, one vote came along. Back in the days that the townships each got an equal vote to Lansing, and they voted themselves parks, and they voted themselves free police services and everything else. And for 50 years, they've gotten away with it.
Well, Mark, what is going to happen next year? What's the budget deficit you're facing?
Well, you know, there are a lot of different numbers, and it's always dangerous to talk about them because people kind of grab onto one and they don't know how they all fit together. But if we tried to run the county the same way in 2012 as we will run it in 2011, in other words, without adjusting anything, without laying anybody off, without shifting funds from one account to another, we would probably be short $5 million on a budget of $75 million. So, in other words, about 1/15 of our total budget we'd be short. But we can't run it the same way. And some of those changes, some of that loss is actually made up for by changing the way we apply for reimbursement from the federal or the state government, by shifting money from one account to another. In other words, it's not a pure case of $5 million in real cuts. This year's $5 million, about the same size, $5 million in cuts, probably about $2 million of that was actual elimination of services and layoffs. Okay? But the other $3 million were a combination of things like raising some fees. For example, we've increased the fees substantially to go to our parks. It's also that we've had some balances in some accounts, you know, where we put some money away for some purpose, and now we're spending that money maybe without even getting the purpose for which we did our savings. So we're spending our savings a little bit. We're just doing a lot of things. But probably there will be $2 million in real cuts next year again, and $3 million roughly of these transfers, changes, rearrangements, consolidations, and so forth.
You sound frustrated.
Well, you know, I've been a county commissioner for 30 years, and this is the worst two or three years that we've ever had. I mean, it just never occurred to us that property taxes, you know, we've always had problems with property taxes because so much property is exempted from our collection, right? and you know, like property taxes are capped on properties, properties are granted exemptions and so forth. But that, so we get nickeled and dimed all the time. But it never occurred to us that the value of property in the county would drop by 5% year over year. And so our collections dropped not just by the 5%, but 5% plus all the little nickeling and diming. And so we just got walloped. I mean, it's been a very difficult thing. Supposedly, the chair of finance committee only serves 1 year and then steps down. And somehow I've now chaired finance 3 consecutive years. And I keep pointing out that there's this rule that we have that you can't chair it more than 1 year. And somehow or other, everybody else keeps volunteering for me to continue. So, yeah, I'm a little frustrated, but I suppose it's my own fault for running for re-election.
Why keep doing it?
Well, I'm kind of getting to the point that I just may not. Everybody thinks that we're overpaid, and I'll tell you, I look at what I get paid for this, and I don't find myself thinking about how lucrative it is. I'm making about, about $14,000 a year doing this. And, I mean, I did run for re-election here. I'm going to serve the 2 years. But I'll tell you, it just does not seem like a... It seems to me like maybe I could make more doing something more fun somewhere else.
Are you going to be the next Ingham County commissioner, or I should say the next board president for the Ingham County commissioner?
Well, the position is chair, and it's selected by the Democratic caucus. I'm seeking the chair. I mean, I'm seeking the votes of my fellow Democratic caucus members. And nobody has said no to me yet, but I am usually the last person to find out what the plans are in the caucus. So it's always possible that, you know, I could be surprised. But I would not, at this moment, I imagine that I may be chair next year.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks so much for getting up or staying up so early with us. I learned a lot. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you. And thank you. I can go to bed now. Take care. Bye-bye.